1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. 15 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:45 is our time. And usually we play that music. Yours truly is in the chair. That means we talk politics and your government, be it with one of our elected leaders or be it with Doug Zylstra, who is the chair of the Ottawa County Democratic Party, who joins us every second Monday. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Gary. Thanks for having me on again.
Thank you very much. Before we talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts of what is going on in the world today, a topic that everybody wants to talk about with all the elected leaders, and you know, I'll put you in that same boat. 50 years since we lost Jack Kennedy, and how this nation has changed in the short term with his death, but in the long term as well. Some say, well, lost of innocence. Others say, well, it just ushered in the modern era. It was just, you know, be it that incident or it'd have been something else, would have been ushered in the modern scene today. Your thoughts as we look back on the Kennedy years, Camelot, some have called it. Others say, well, you know, it masked a lot of things that could have happened, but it's still a benchmark even today. For those who might be younger than 55, who may not remember the death directly.
Sure. Yeah, no, I am one of those who are younger than 55, so obviously I have no direct memory. But, you know, John Kennedy was a great Democrat and was a great president. And I think everybody realizes on the 50th anniversary, you know, what we lost with him and what the potential presidency he could have had.
Do you see some of the traits that Jack had, based on what people have told you, do you see it right now with the current president, Barack Obama?
Well, I think part of the tragedy of JFK is that he didn't really have a long time to develop his presidency. He didn't have a long time to develop, you know, the threads of what he wanted to do. I mean, I think you got looking at Iran and looking at the way the president looks at the Middle East, I think you have some of the similar resonances as what JFK did in Latin America with the Alliance for Progress. And what JFK did in the world with the Peace Corps, I think that those things are very similar, for sure.
Doug Zylstra, let's go now to the modern era and what happened last week in the Senate with the rules change that was made to sort of stop the filibuster situation, to block some of the presidential nominees from going through. Some say that it was meant to basically end the logjam. Others say this was the nuclear option and it would destroy bipartisanship in the upper chamber. What camp are you in? Is it more towards the streamline, or is the nuclear option really a possibility?
I think both options, I mean, both points of view are you know, valid. And I think that, you know, on our side, we had Carl Levin, you know, expressing a different opinion than the majority of Democrats. I think that the senator has a lot of good points. I think in the final analysis, though, if the president cannot fill out his cabinet or cannot fill out his administration or cannot fill out the judicial bench, then in a sense he can't be a full president. I think that the Republicans were taking away his ability to actually govern. And I think at that point, when the small deal 2 months ago fell apart and the Republicans basically said, no, we're not going to let you fill the D.C. Circuit Court because that would have, you know, your bias, I think that they're basically saying, well, you didn't get elected because, you know, we're going to prevent you from actually carrying out your agenda.
How concerned are you that this could be put on the shoe can be put on the other foot when things do change? And unfortunately, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, it does happen.
Sure, of course. I mean, we're going to have a point where we're going to have a Republican president and a Republican Senate, and they're going to take advantage of these rules, and, you know, they may go farther. And the reality is, there's a lot of choke points in our government. We have the House, we have the Senate, we have the presidency. Do we really need a fourth choke point? Do we really need a fourth? You know, having this 60 vote majority, that's like a fourth hurdle that we got to get through to get anything done. And I think that part of the reason why folks get upset with Washington is things don't get done. So I think removing one of those impediments, actually getting things done, will serve us all pretty well.
And finally, Thanksgiving. It's a time to give thanks to a lot of things. What does Doug Zylstra and the Ottawa County Democrats give thanks on this holiday?
Well, Doug Zylstra gives thanks to his family first. I'm very blessed with two great kids and two great boys, and my wife. living in Holland. I think as Democrats, I think we have a lot of things to look forward to the 2014. I think it's going to be a good year for us political-wise. I think we're all looking forward to the Affordable Care Act kind of getting full implementation and people seeing the benefits of that.
Doug Zylstra, Democratic Party Chairman of Ottawa County, joins us every second Monday to talk a little bit about the events in the world and in Washington and in Ottawa County and the Lakeshore from a Democratic point of view. We always appreciate your thoughts and observations, Doug. Thank you very much for joining us. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Gary. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You have a very good Thanksgiving as well. Doug Zylstra on 1450 WHTC.